Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MB Pro call. Today is May 6th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which of course you can do by subscribing to MotoVitality on whatever podcast application you use and listening to it that way, or going to MotoVitality.com where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives should you desire. And actually, you know, I don't know if you guys have checked that out, but I always say that. But we do, we started, I mean, we've done these things now for almost 10 years. And Jen, you'll recall for the first probably two or three, we never named them. You know, they were just up online with the date, and we never really had a topic unless we had a guest speaker. And then we got the idea that we should probably name these things, because who wants to just randomly go back and just pick a date? But if you wanted to, we even have those up there where some of the early ones we did. Might be fun to go check out sometime. But anyway, for nearly a decade, I've started the call the same way pretty much every week, which is by asking, was there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? You know, one of the reasons I start off that way is because after nearly 23 years in the industry, I can tell you that it's incredible to me how often I still learn new things. A lot of times it's from somebody coming into the industry new who jumped in and did research or studied or you know, and taught me something, even technology changing or the things that I forgot. The second thing I always ask is anything that, you know, so anything that happened or anything that you learned that you wish you had known before, anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country. I think one of the reasons for this call was to take the cumulative industry knowledge that we all have and put it together in a forum where we don't talk product and we don't talk company. We just talk what we all run into out there every day. And so I wanted to create a forum where we could have that conversation. So is there anything that you learned that's, or anything that happened to you that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country? And the third question I always ask, is there anything we can help you with? Again, you have a tremendous amount of knowledge here. You know how you run into those situations sometimes where you're just stumped. You know, you don't know what's going on. We can't always answer those questions, but it's nice to hear them. And sometimes we can, you know, and it's something that encourages me to go in and do research sometimes and to try and get those answers. So those three questions, we'll start off. Anything anybody learned this last week that they wish they had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions or thoughts that you have?
Kelly, I have a question. I'm wondering how many people on the call are planning on attending the WQA conference in Vegas, either live or virtually?
Yeah, that is an interesting question. Yeah.
Probably everybody has themselves muted.
Mm-hmm. This year, go ahead, Jen. You can follow up with that, because that's a great thought.
Yeah, we are going to be there. We will be at booth, I believe, 1121 is the booth, which, like, when you walk in, it's going to be right to the right hand, or it's going to be the right hand side, far right. We've been in multiple meetings, and I guess I'll just give a little update on it, since we've been in multiple meetings recently talking about it. There are some very amazing live classes that they're doing, both in technical. There's a lot of technical, and then there's some business also. And then they're also going to do online before. They'll do, like, webinars, and then they'll also have some going virtually while they're there, I believe is what the plan is. But they are, Corey and I looked at the floor plan yesterday, and they have definitely made it different so that there's more room, there's more social distancing. Everybody will do a health screening before they come, and it's just like an online screening. A lot of very cool things going on. And I think the thing that Corey's the most excited about is the Wynn is the hotel that they're recommending everybody stays at, and you get special pricing. But they have like an underground tunnel that you can drive back and forth with their little, I don't know, Corey, was it like smart cars or something like that? You can go back and forth.
Smart cars. It's Tesla. Come on.
Tesla. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So,
Tesla Boring Company tunnel. So I think they're actually giving people rides.
Okay.
Because it goes to the convention center.
Gotcha. Kind of like a Tesla Uber. Okay. So, yeah, all kinds of really cool stuff, but if for those who are still a little bit concerned about traveling or it just doesn't fit in your schedule, they are doing virtual also. So that's they'll have even the exhibitors will be virtual. However, we'd love to see you in person.
Jen, that's the end of July, right?
I'm sorry?
That's the end of July?
Yes, because who doesn't want to be in Vegas at the end of July?
Exactly.
I mean, but it fits in. And 2 weeks prior is also the Texas Water Quality Association. So for those that are down in Texas, I will be there too.
Hey guys, even if you're not able to attend this conference live, this is an excellent opportunity. I mean, if there's one thing that COVID has done, it has allowed us to experience some of those things that we wouldn't normally be able to attend or go to, albeit just to get a taste, virtually. So if you're not able to go live, there are so many things happening in our industry, and we have an organization that is advocating on behalf of our industry and working for us. And I really would encourage you to participate in some of the meetings that they have and the classes and the sessions. You will come out of it learning a lot about it. I mean, the thing is, you're on this call right now, which tells me that you are at least a little interested in getting out of your bubble a little bit and learning, which is one of the reasons I put this call together. But WQA helped me do that more than anything, to realize that what we do is not just within our little territories, our dealership area. It's not only the product that we carry. There are a lot of other solutions and things out there. And frankly, for the most part, the people out there who are doing the same things that you're doing, even your competitors, I'd say, you always have those people that are, that are just in it for the scare tactics and the money and the motivation might be different, right? But I think most people that I have found in this industry genuinely want to help people, regardless of which product they happen to be representing. Obviously, they believe that their product is the best or their company is the best. That's competition. It's healthy. But when you set these two people down in the room, each selling different products or having different solutions for the same problem, I think their motivations are usually the same. The desire to serve people, the desire to help people, the desire to represent this industry with integrity. And the knowledge that you come away from by surrounding yourself with those individuals is really incredible. And you realize how big our industry is. It really is a significant, it's a small industry, but the impact it has, the global impact it has is huge. So I definitely encourage you to take a look at that.
Callie,
Jen,
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
This week, Corey and I, the past 2 weeks, we have been interviewing candidates for an office position for a company down in Florida. And this company's been in business since the 80s. However, the son and his wife recently took over in the past decade. And they have really started getting very involved with the Water Quality Association. And I think every committee that I'm on, either the husband or the wife is on a committee also, the same committee as myself. And I just think that that's awesome. But when we're talking to candidates for an office position, were explaining to them that not only is that company, it's not like this company is coming in, they're like, okay, I'm going to open up a water treatment company and I'm just going to make all kinds of money. You know, not only that, but they get very involved in the community. And then in addition to that, they're getting involved globally because they're on all of these committees through the Water Quality Association, which is we have people that are over in Europe and Korea and all over the world. They're involved with the Water Quality Association. And that really impresses the people that we're bringing in to companies and the candidates that we're talking to. And that was something that we looked at is because we had some excellent candidates. We really did. And the ones that seemed to be the most excited about that were the ones that happened to be the ones we felt were best for a best fit for the company. So it really does show a lot for your company if you're also involved not only locally but nationally and globally.
Thank you, Jen. I want to move on unless anybody has anything else. I do have a topic that I wanted to talk about today, unless anybody else has anything going on. Anybody else have any thoughts or comments on this? Any questions? We didn't announce the topic today, so it's okay if we go a different – in fact, those are sometimes my favorite calls, the ones where we go a different direction than what I had thought we were going to go. So the weather is finally breaking and it's getting nice and we're outside and things are slowly starting to come back to normal. I mean, just, you know, slowly. It's still signs of the fact that we are still at the tail end of this pandemic thing. But people are you know, they're getting vaccinated and they're out there and, you know, I think it's going to be good. So it reminds me, though, as we are hearing more and more from our from members asking us, okay, how do we create business? What do we do? How do we do it? It reminds me of when I first came in the industry and I was in sales and I've talked about this before. We've done this topic before lots of times, but I do think it's a good one to discuss and talk about and to give people some ideas as they're getting out there trying to generate business and how do we do it. And I think it fits into a socially distanced world even better now. I want to talk about water clinics a little bit because like I said, when I came into the industry, I went down to the manufacturer had this big 4-day sales academy thing where we sat there and it was all sales training and they taught you kind of to do that canned presentation. Later realized that most of the people that were teaching that thing had never actually been out and sold anything. They'd never actually sold a softener or anything like that. Or been in the home, you know, it was all the manufacturer, the reps that had never actually done it. But although there was one trainer in particular that had started off that way, so a lot of valuable information from him. He was a good guy. But this water clinic idea came up. And, you know, because they're talking about creating business. And they had this 5 or 10 minute little thing on this water clinic where they said you set up a booth somewhere in a parking lot and people bring stuff to you and, you know, they bring water to you and you test their water right there and you sell stuff. And I loved that idea. I thought, how cool is it that I can go like on a Saturday or an evening between 4 and 6 or whatever the time is, find a parking lot somewhere, set up a booth, and a table, and like Lucy with the free advice, right? 5 cents or whatever, except or for the 5 cents advice, you know, from the peanuts, have people bring me water and let me test it. I mean, they're basically walking up to me saying, "Hey, I'm a qualified customer because I have concerns and questions about my water. Will you please test it?" Whoa. That fit right into my, I mean, it is a little secret to you guys that in general, I tend to be, I wouldn't say lazy. Lazy is not the right word. It's just, I don't really like working. I dream of a job where I can make a lot of money and not have to do anything. That's like a dream job to me. And so most of the stuff that I have ever done has been trying to reach that goal. And here, 23 years later, I'm still working. But also, so I don't know if I'm great at that part, but I loved the idea. Give me an idea where that can happen, and I'm willing to try it, man. I'm going to jump on it and see if that happens. So on break, you know, we went to break, and I went up to the guy that was teaching the class. I'm like, tell me more about this thing where people just come to me and ask to buy stuff. And he says, well, I've never actually done them, but you can call this other guy, and I think he's done them. And I got that guy's number, and I called him, and I finally got him to call me back, you know, after a few days. And he goes, yeah, we tried it, but we never really had any success from it, and it never really went. And so here was this idea that on the surface I thought was this really great idea, and nobody had actually done it. And so me being not the sharpest tack in the drawer, decided, I'll just make it up myself and figure out some of the rules myself. And so I tried a couple different times, and finally stumbled across some ideas that were, I mean, after learning quite a bit on what not to do, stumbled across some things that I'd like to share, just some bullet points when it comes to doing a water clinic. So what is a water clinic? Like I said, a water clinic is, and I don't know, maybe they're called something different, but it's sort of like a home show, except there's nobody else around and it's outside and it's not at a set time. So I'm going to tell you about the most successful one that I ever did. Okay. Tony Marino, are you on the call by chance? I don't know if Tony is. Tony was there that day. He sometimes hops on. He came over there. This was a day that we had, and we had a water clinic between 10 and 2 on a Saturday. And during that day, we sold, I think it was 17 or 18 systems units off of this day, and tested well over 120 people's water during that four-hour period. If you have my book or if you've read my book, there's pictures actually of this day of the water clinic in my book. But here's what we did on the success to make that a successful day. First off, we were helped by the fact that there were some concerns. There were it's right when they were lowering the arsenic standards nationwide from 50 parts per billion to 10 parts per billion. And so it was all over the paper, the newspaper, the media, everybody was scaring the heck out of us, right? You know, so it was we didn't have to do the work, the media was doing it for us. But we made a banner that said free arsenic testing Saturday 10 to 2. We found the place that we did this was alongside a busy road, in a privately owned strip plaza. And the reason I say privately owned strip plaza was because a lot of the ones that are corporately owned, it's hard to get into the management, and then you have to jump through all kinds of hoops with insurance and liability to have somebody else out doing the stuff out in their parking lot. So if you can find one of those out in the boonies, privately owned strip, it's not always that way. I mean, sometimes we found, you know, we've done this in grocery store parking lots too. We had a successful one in Minnesota we did with a company where they actually put flyers in every grocery bag, and we had people, you know, on that Saturday come out, and we had a drawing for a, you know, gift card to the grocery store, and we, you know, did, you know, exchange. So there's other ideas you can do with that. But ours, we found this privately owned strip plaza. We put it out there. We just printed up just basic flyers that, you know, the week before, and went out and put them on the counters of all the businesses in that strip plaza. It's half page, free arsenic testing this Saturday. We put this banner out by the road. Now the banner, we can go into a little more detail about that banner, but the banner that we had made, we've done other ones that said free water testing. You have to be careful to make, because the wind will tear that thing apart. So a solid banner, if you're going to make it cloth where you can roll it up and store it and make it easier, then you need to have wind slits in it or have it solid enough. You know, don't go cheap on your banner. Get a good banner. And I usually recommend where you can Velcro on the day or
Oh, Did we lose Kelly? Is everyone there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
It dropped me there. Thank you. Okay. Sorry about that. Yes, I'm back. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know why it just dropped me for some reason.
Okay, there were a couple people that dropped. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was weird. So it just like bing, bing, bing. But okay. So anyway, we had the banner and we printed up these flyers. We had one of those easy up canopies. So here's the cost of this stuff. We had one of those easy up canopies, you know, that you can buy at Walmart or Home Depot or whatever for $100, $110. Okay. We had a 6-foot table. We had test kits there. We had forms that we could write down all the information on. So, you know, what people were concerned with. And we had an empty either 5-gallon bucket or I think we were using one of the 5-gallon jugs, you know, water jugs, but something that you can dump the test water in so you're not dumping the chemicals out on the lawn. It's not going to hurt it probably, but it's optics. You know, you don't want to dump that stuff right out on the ground for optics. So you want to have something to dump the wastewater in. You want to have something to rinse out your test kit and your bottles as you're doing tests for each customer. And then it's not a bad idea, you know, I don't know how this works in the socially distanced world, but to have, you know, reverse osmosis water samples there or something where they can do it. But here's the thing with these things. If you guys are interested, because I know we don't have a ton of time to put down, but if you are interested in putting it together, find a place. The first thing to do is find a place, you know, find somebody who's willing to let you do it. Some place on a busy road. Some place where there's parking, some place where people can see, you know, there's the herd theory. The reason we had so many people that day is we had the banner and there were cars and there were people in line waiting. And because there were people in line waiting to get their water tested, this has been even the ones that we've done that haven't been busy. I got to tell you, most of the water clinics that I've ever done, we had at most, 8, 10 people. I mean, the one that I would say was successful in Minnesota, Jen, when we were up there, we had what, probably 7 or 8 people in the 4 hours that came to us. Jen, are you there?
Sorry, I'm muted.
I mean, you know, so we're what's that?
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. And we did another one in Pennsylvania one time where it was rainy and cold, and for 4 hours there was didn't have a single person come. You know, so my point on these is take a look at it. First off, they cost nothing. I mean, or barely anything. And even if you have 2 people show up or 1 person show up during the time you have the water clinic to bring you a sample, to tell you that they are concerned, what else are you doing during that time that is inviting people to come to your, to bring you water, like I said, to bring you water and say, hey, I have a concern. Now, you can't make it salesy when you do this, okay? So I'll help you. You know, we don't have as much time to go through the step-by-step list, right? What do you need? What supplies do you need? By the way, there is a webinar, a more detailed webinar on motorvitality.com that members can go back and watch, and there are pictures and ideas on this with the step-by-step list. But if you need something, you know, sooner than that, or you don't want to watch that, give us a call. We'll help you through it. But, you know, what else are you doing during that time that is bringing people to your booth? If you do one and you don't have a ton of success on the first one, step back, evaluate it, and say, what could I do different? Some of the things that I've seen other people, you know, that I've noticed, is you can't do the same one. Once you find one place, you can't do it every week on the same corner, because then you're going to have the same people that are interested in it. Now, I did do one at the same place in my territory. There was a little convenience store out way out in the boonies, and we can talk about some of the other things that I did with that particular convenience store another time. But that was I did that one on the first Saturday of every month through the summer. So I did it like 4 or 5 months because I wasn't sitting out there in the wintertime. But I, you know, during the summer they had a baseball field right next to this little convenience store, and so Saturdays were always packed. And people will go, oh, you're going to be here long? And they're like, no, but I can come out to your house and, you know, test the water there. Oh, really? And I would set appointments for people, you know, through later in the week because they didn't have water with them and would allow me to go out there and test their water later. So that became, you know, visibility. But I also let them know that I was there on the first Saturday of every month through the summer. And so they would plan on it. They would bring water during that time. They would see me. You know, they'd come over and say hi. So, you know, if you're going to do the same place, build a relationship. You can do one with a hardware store. You know, I've seen that done effectively inside like a hardware store, a local privately owned hardware store, the same kind of thing, or an appliance store. You know, do it with your local appliance store where you're testing water and having people bring water. So there's lots of different variations of doing this, but they cost very little. The very first thing to remember is that you're not doing this to be salesy, right? You can't go in there and try and sell something to these people. They're bringing water to you to test it because they're curious about their water. If you're going to sell anything, you need to sell your information, your knowledge. You need to make them curious enough to want more, to have you come out and do a plumbing assessment or test water or get in, you know, where you can talk to them a little bit more. And when you need to give that impression when you're trying to set these things up, you know, when you're going to the managers at the convenience stores or when you're going to those places, you've got to you know, let them know that you're not going to be sitting out there doing a high pressure sales pitch to all of the people who come and park in their parking lot. That's going to end up hurting their business. In fact, it's best if you can get the business where you're at, get them involved. Like I said, we did the gift card, the giveaway at the grocery store. And that was very successful. Got them excited, got their people excited about it. We offered free water testing for the employees of the grocery store. But it, you know, it was a joint venture type of thing. The local grocery store that everybody went to, you know, small town, everybody went there. So, I'm hoping to just sort of whet your curiosity on how these things work. I'm going to direct you to the webinar that we have on motorvitality.com to look for more details. Or to ask you if you want help with setting this thing up or doing it, give us a call. We can give you a little more detail, a little more information on it as well. In the last minute here, any thoughts or comments or questions about this? Anybody have anything? Jen, Corey, you have anything you want to add to it?
No. Just Give us a shout if you have any questions. I know we kind of took up extra time with my question, but
that was great. That was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. It was, Jim, that was great feedback. Definitely. So, Corey,
yeah, that's good information, Kelly. We just hired a full time marketer, and we're going to have her doing things just like this.
Oh, Chris, have you seen? And I can email you or Corey. Maybe you can send a link over to Chris if you get a chance. The webinar that we did, the member exclusive webinar a couple years ago, we did one on it that has pictures and ideas. And Chris, if you need, if she needs just to have a conversation, have her reach out to us. We'd love to chat.
That'd be awesome. So, thank you.
Okay. Guys, thank you very much. As always, it is on behalf of my team, my honor, and our honor, and we look forward to chatting with you next week, if not before. So be safe, everybody. Take care.